Good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and we're so excited to be here. It's 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We're here Monday through Friday for 15 minutes of inspiration and focus and putting our lives together, hearing what other people are doing. And, oh, my gosh, I learned something late last night. I got a little text audio, and Jeff and Debbie Beebe are going to be on stage presenting at Eric Worre's event coming up. I think it's in March. I don't know, but all I know is what an honor. These people have earned the right, and they're on stage going to be presenting. So, oh my gosh. I don't know more about it. We'll have to find out more about it later, when, where, all that stuff. But I just want to say, to acknowledge them and say what amazing leaders and what amazing accomplishment. So I want to say thank you to the man who's put this call together, and he's someone we all love. He's the leader of the tribe. He's a pillar in Isagenics. He's has more, so I don't know how many, six, multiple six-figure and million-dollar earners per year on his team. It's quite remarkable, and he helps all of us all across the whole company. He's an author. He's created the Follow Your Bliss Weekend, one of the most remarkable weekends I've ever been to, and I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Udonna Power. Wow, thank you. Thank you so very much. And Jeff and Debbie, I just honor you guys. You guys really, I mean, since the moment I met you and just really breathed this in, you know, I saw it happen, and it's so beautiful, and it's so fun that you're our friends, and we know you, and that's exciting. And so, everybody, let's all take a breath in, and let's smile and be grateful for someone on three. One, two, three, breathe in. Smile so they can feel it, and smile on the, as the breath goes out. Yes, and grab your favorite beverage, please. I love this tradition that we have on our call of, with our tribe, and I'm going to drink the rest of my Amnox now. Oh, my goodness, I love that. Okay, wow. Well, I just want to, first and foremost, acknowledge the amazing trainers this week. Dave MacArthur on Monday, of course, and Tuesday, oh, my goodness, Udonna. Wednesday, Rhonda. Thursday, Casey, and today I'm going to share a couple of things from just some things that are happening for me right now, and it's so exciting for me, and I'm grateful that I have all of you to make sure that I'm part of the conversation, that I'm just not, you know, not part of the conversation. I love your ideas. I love training, getting on training calls. I love being a student. I love listening from another person's point of view. Gosh, it's really cool, the things I'm learning right now. So I just want to go through a couple of my favorite affirmations that I have. I am super, and just see if they work for you. They may or may not, you know, but take a breath in. And here's just a few. I am supremely happy. I am abundantly wealthy. I am vibrantly healthy. I am functionally fit with abs. And I am lovingly in love, right? And that's, and that, you know, whatever that looks like for people. And of course those have the most important things with them, right? And that is that abundantly wealthy is my 8-star platinum status. Vibrantly healthy is my Team Isagenics athlete status. Functionally fit is that I'm in these races and I'm doing this and I'm working out every single day and I'm in those types of things, right? And so I'm just so excited. I've restarted Healthy Mind and Body, and I'm excited about that. And everybody, you know, Jen Lancaster rocked a call yesterday and talked about the importance of being on it, you know, us, you know, and bringing people into it. You can't get excited about something that you're not doing, right? And that's an important point. So doing it is key. So I just want to do a quick reminder of six things that Rod Harrison, he's brilliant, and he's given us this for free, okay, because Healthy Mind and Body really is for free, because you guys know that once you complete it, you get the coupon, and it's just a miracle how it all happens. So the bottom line is there are six things. I just took quick notes on this and just write the word. Number one, vision. Number two, breaking old patterns, and number three, building new patterns. Number four, discipline your imagination. Five, roles and role models and models for us. And number six, take risks. But you know, it's interesting because where I want to go with this today, and those things are crucial, and you get them right on day one and then day two and then all throughout, like 60 days of healthy mind and body, it's actually quite brilliant how it happens. I do want to talk about vision and just making sure that you're refining yours today. You're adding something. You're seeing it just a little more clearly. You're seeing the detail that you, in your imagination, that is, when you're taking the time each morning to go into your imagination and imagine as a verb. I imagine, you imagine, they imagine, we imagine. It's a verb. That's important, right, an action verb. And so we imagine the vision. And that's where so many of the miracles happen, right, in the imagination, I'm learning. I got this book, The Power of Imagination, The Neville Goddard Treasury. Unbelievable. Everybody, it deserves to belong in your library. It's $20. It's like $19, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of his books. But Neville Goddard never wrote a book, I found out. He never actually took the time to write a book. He was just so brilliant at speaking, and people would go like from all over and record it, and then they transcribed it, and then the transcriptions of his students became these works. So we can have them. It's pretty cool. But the bottom line is are you imagining every day, and are you writing it down? Just like Rhonda, just like we learned in the book Obsessed, you know, it's so important that we write down every morning and every night. And that doesn't take long, guys. It becomes a habit, right? It's so cool. But this whole idea of something I'm learning right now, reading a book about yoga, how yoga actually works, and it's pretty exciting what I'm learning and that I'm going to be passing on to everybody. It's I didn't even know how it all worked. And what's cool, though, is that it's tying everything in my life together, Isogenics, everything, and it's about sowing seeds. It's about becoming a gardener of your thoughts. It's about becoming a gardener of your thoughts. Isn't that so easily beautiful? Because it's right there that everything happens. And learning how to plant these new positive thoughts constantly and then never again, learning how to get to the point where you don't ever even plant negative thoughts. That's what I'm learning right now. It's so beautiful. I'm not ready to talk about all the details of that, but I do want to just talk about this whole idea of being a sower of seeds in our own mind, and yes, a sower of seeds in our outside world, you know? And you know, I just want to make a moment here to say that, you know, Isogenics really is a fertile garden, if you will. In other words, like, the toughest part about having a garden, I had my first garden this last year, and it was really interesting to be out there more and have my hands in the garden and understanding that it needed this and that, and then this happened, and this whole thing, all this fungus died, and, you know, like, there was weird things happening. And the way I look at Isogenics right now, anyway, at least for me, just to paint a picture, is that they have taken care of the garden. I mean, in other words, like, it's always protected. It always has the right everything. We can, with confidence, know that by sharing Isogenics, that's a really healthy, good quality seed. I mean, the seeds don't get much better. There's a lot of things we feel. Look, the Chinese proverb is the Chinese proverb. It's what I latched onto almost 13 years ago when I found Isogenics. And it's simply this. And I saw Larry Fuchs post it the other day. And I think it was a Lenny Evans 1-2-3. I think that's where I saw Larry Fuchs post it, but it simply is, when someone shares something with you and you receive value, period, next sentence, you have a moral obligation to share it with others, to pay it forward. That's the Chinese proverb. And so that's why I through the years made it into an ISA proverb and said, when you share Isogenics. But the bottom line is, there are lots of things out there that are worth sharing. To me, yoga is something worth sharing. Learning how to breathe is worth sharing. Learning how to chill and love yourself is worth sharing. learning how to help people see from kitten to lion or lioness is worth sharing. Like, that's my, a lot of what I'm supposed to be doing on this earth. I get that, right? And isogenics is such a beautiful entry point into our vibration, isn't it? And so, you know, just to revisit that we are learning how to plant these beautiful seeds in our minds. And I just don't want to, that's a big topic. I'm going to be talking about that a lot and teaching upon it at Bliss 7 for sure. I've already had so many things come to me about what a couple of the messages I'm to share. And one of them is absolutely about planting these seeds, these positive, beautiful, brilliant, loving, that you would never do harm to anyone or anything type seeds, and watching them literally take root and then manifest someday. Every seed planted must manifest. And so learning how then that we would never want to do anything other than that, and how to do that. And that's beautiful. And so, but back to now to isogenics and being a seed. Remember, if you see life as that you are learning how to plant your own seeds, then there's a small five-step process that I can't get into today because it's taken me about a little while to read this much and to devour this teaching from a guy named Master Patanjali, who I don't know that much about all that, but this stuff's really making sense to me. And as we become master sowers of good seed in our own minds, which is one subject, we start to become a really brilliant sower of seeds of another kind. And that's the kind, you know, that's applicable to Matthew 13, where the master starts to teach about the sower who went forth to sow. And on the way he sowed, some seeds fell by the way, and the fowls came and devoured them. And Jim Rohn says, what about that? And this is like network marketing now. This is what it's all about, guys. Not getting attached to the outcome of the seed. All the seeds are good now. Now because we're planting isogenic seeds, we're just sowing them, that becomes something brilliant, but they're not all going to take root. The birds, Jim Rohn says, the birds, that's the answer. What happened to that guy? The bird got him. And then some fall on stony ground, the next verse, right? And then the stony places, and they didn't have much earth, and they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth, it says in verse 5. So interestingly, the stones are going to get some, right? And then the heat is going to get some. And then some got scorched by the sun, and they withered away. And then some got choked out by the things. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So the bottom line is, guys, we got to keep sowing. And I know, because it happens to me too, where sometimes it's funny to me that somebody says no to isogenics, but like they do, and that's okay, because it's freeing up your vibration for the people that are ready, that are looking, but they have to know what you're doing, right? And so, bottom line on this whole planting thing, guys, is just keep sowing the seeds. Keep sowing the seeds. And by the way, when they do sprout up, and they are everywhere, if you look around, I mean, the recognitions are going nuts, right? And the growth, and I love that Debbie said, you know, massive growth, personal growth on the inside equals the growth on the outside, right? And so it's so beautiful that it's happening, and the right people are going to come. And then it says, I just want to end with this, because it says an interesting thing. It says some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And what Jim Rohn says in that, in his beautiful, brilliant, timeless, Your First Year in Network Marketing, or Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn, I think that's the name of it, he says something so profound. He says, allow the 30 to do the 30, allow and encourage the 60 to do the 60, and allow and be in awe, I love, of the ones that are doing 100. Because every single person is different, and we're all loving this at our exact levels. Don't keep trying to push people into a place we don't know they belong, but at the same time, loving them exactly where they are. We love our product users. Gosh, we just want to kiss them all over, right? And hug them. And then, you know, like we used to teach and still do, you hold hands with product users because they need some hand-holding. they need to know chocolate or vanilla or what's the difference of this and that. That's the coaching, right? The hand-holding. And then once they're good, if they're not going to be a business builder, that's okay. You just make sure they know how to do their thing, how to keep it coming, how to stay on autoship, how to stay plugged in if they choose, right? But then they know, I want to do that. You did the new associate interview and commitment sheet, and they answered in the affirmative, and they want to be a business, so you start this coaching process with them, and they're in, right? And so you lock arms. So that's the difference. Hold hands or lock arms. You know, that's the difference, and you guys, that's what this is all about. Gosh, isn't it beautiful that we can pay something for? You know, I said something on I was so blessed to be part of a really great webinar last night hosted by Wendy Hassenpflug. It was just amazing. And another guest on there was Dr. David Noonan, and we just had a conversation for about 35 minutes about creating wealth consciousness. It was a brilliant idea. And we quoted Happy Father Solomon and all that kind of stuff. But I said something that is amazing because I've seen it in my own life so many times. I continue to see it. The same exact opportunity we will say thanks to that has brought me, you know, $3 million and so many blessings in my life. It's literally paid for everything for the last decade of my life and a lot of other lives. I mean, it's a miracle, right? It's such a blessing. But that same opportunity is the exact same opportunity handed over on a silver palette to the person that you're talking to. The same exact opportunity. If they see it, if they stay in the game long enough to really see it, this thing is game over for them, right? Because it's them. It's their opportunity. It's not anything else, you know, and it's the same one. We all get the same exact opportunity. It's really quite miraculous, in my opinion, that we can have something and that it can be the same for all of us. That is brilliant. So, guys, that's my call for today, that we begin really in our visions to and then all day long. You see, you actually end up planting the seeds by the things you do. It's really interesting. I can't get into it again right now because it's very, very interesting, and I'm learning how to talk about it and articulate it, which is part of the process, right, that we all go through because we're all so different. We were brought up different. We read different books. We were treated differently by all kinds of things. And so anyway, we're going to learn all this together, but at this end of yours, make it grandiose and love it and fall in love with it. And then, yes, more and more, you know, send great wishes to people even driving on the freeway. It's a great time to practice as you breathe and smile and do all these great things, guys. What a great team we have. And again, just congratulations to each and every one of you. We're so grateful for all of you. Yeah.
Can I add one thing? Because Debbie just texted me. Could I add one little thing she wanted us to share?
Sure.
I think it's really important because people may be interested. When she and Jeff are going to speak is on March 2nd to 4th, and it's an Eric Worre event, but she has extra tickets. She bought a lot of them, and they're normally $399, and for these tickets, she has them for $300. So if anybody would like them, contact her on Facebook.
Oh, good. And please have, and Debbie, please put it on Lenny Evans and everywhere, you know. It's so amazing. I mean, I can't wait. It's
yeah,
amazing.
What an acknowledgement. So it's a full weekend, and I just want people to know that they can get those tickets from her, you know, $100 off, 25% off.
Wow.
And really have an amazing weekend. But to see them on stage speaking, I mean, this is, you know, anyway, it's pretty remarkable. So I just
yeah,
no,
it's massively huge. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And guys, let's all get off this call and rock our weekend. And I'll be on the call with, I believe, the 2020 tomorrow. But we just are so grateful for each and every one of you. I mean, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's shout Isogenics like we love it, like we crave it, and we share it. All right, here we go, guys. Let's do it. One, two, three.
Hi.